Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about a year with the Apple Vision Pro. Buckle up, folks.
Color me intrigued. A whole year? That's enough time to really get to know a piece of tech, right? What's the main takeaway?
Well, the author, Steven Robles, got his hands on the Vision Pro early, hoping for YouTube fame and glory. But his initial videos kind of flopped.
Ouch. So what happened next?
He started exploring how it fit into his life. Turns out, the immersive content is top-notch, especially things like Highline and that Super Bowl recap. But new content is trickling in slower than, well, you know.
I can see that being a problem. What about using it for work?
He says his studio display still reigns supreme for daily workflow. Editing videos, admin tasks, much faster the old-fashioned way. Apparently, strapping a heavy headset on just isn't cutting it for everyday use.
But VisionOS 2.2 brought Mac display mirroring, right? Surely that's a game changer.
Yeah, it's handy for moments like editing videos in the car during his kids' dance rehearsals. Imagine that, turning your car into a mobile editing suite.
Pretty futuristic. Did he ditch the laptop completely?
Not quite. The setup time for the Vision Pro mirroring just takes too long when he's on a deadline. Easier to stick with the laptop.
So, travel must be where it shines then.
Exactly. Hotel rooms and long flights, especially for watching movies. Forget craning your neck at a tiny screen. He even shouts out Waterfield's case for keeping it compact.
Okay, so travel and immersive videos. Anything else? What about using it at home?
Tricky with a wife and three kids. Family movie night happens on the big screen, not in individual headsets.
Makes sense. So it mostly gathers dust?
Sadly, yeah. He estimates using it only 2 or 3 times a month. He did the math, and with the cost of the headset and accessories, it's like $87 per use.
Whoa, that's a pricey movie ticket.
Tell me about it. He admits he wouldn't pay that much for a few hours of use. His conclusion? Not worth it for most people, unless you're a frequent traveler who can comfortably wear it for hours on end. He's holding out for a cheaper, lighter version with more content.
I see. Interesting. So, a bit of a mixed bag then. Any final thoughts?
He highly recommends trying a demo at the Apple Store. The immersive experiences can be mind-blowing. He mentions that bull riding episode. You actually lean back when the bull approaches. Also, huge potential for things like virtual travel and truly immersive FaceTime calls. Live sports in 3D? Game changer.
Got it. So the future's bright, but maybe not quite here yet. Thank you so much for this discussion today. It's been fascinating.
Absolutely. And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.